This week, an advisory committee to the Food and Drug Administration raised a red flag about a very popular and effective painkiller, acetaminophen. Now, Tylenol has acetaminophen, so does Percocet and NyQuil and Theraflu, Vicodin, and a lot of other drugs that people take. Here to talk about the import of all this is NPR's Joanne Silberner. Joanne, thanks very much for being with us.
Sure.
What's the FDA advisory committee worried about?
They're worried about your liver. Too much acetaminophen will poison the liver. It can get to the point where you may need a transplant or you could even die.
I mean, how many Tylenol would you have to take?
What the Food and Drug Administration now wants is for you to hold the total under 4,000 milligrams a day, which actually you can overshoot by taking three doses of arthritis Tylenol and then a dose of Tylenol PM at night.
Is this going to translate to what we can or cannot get in drugstore shelves?
Well, the FDA is going to consider the advice of its committee, and it usually but doesn't always follow it. My guess is that they will go ahead and cut the doses of acetaminophen, both the daily dose and the one-time dose. Right now, if you look at Tylenol PM or any of these other products that contain 500 milligrams, they say take two at a time. That's 1,000. The committee wants to see that cut down to 650 milligrams.
Does this make painkillers, over-the-counter painkillers in particular, any less effective?
If they drop the dose, it could. What the committee would like to see is if a single dose of more than 1,000 milligrams is recommended, that you be under a doctor's supervision, that a doctor know that you're taking it and that you know to check in if you start feeling nauseous or you start vomiting, because in those cases, you might be having an overdose.
Is acetaminophen more harmful for children?
Well, they're smaller. So what the committee wants to see there, right now there are two formulations for kids. One is more concentrated than the other. So they'd like to see a single dose just to help parents out so they can understand how much acetaminophen their kids are taking.
And if the potential damage to the liver can be so serious, why not just ban it?
When it's used right, it's a good and it's an effective painkiller. And it's got advantages over aspirin and ibuprofen and naproxen because it doesn't harm the stomach. And when you're taking a drug chronically, if you've got arthritis or some other chronic condition, you want to be on a drug that doesn't harm the stomach. There's a benefit to that.
What does the committee recommend doing about prescription drugs, Percocet and Vicodin, for example, that are very well known to have it?
They don't want the combination prescription drugs marketed. They don't want acetaminophen plus an opioid painkiller marketed because they think that people are unaware that they're taking acetaminophen in those drugs. And also, with those drugs, there's a tendency to have to take more and more over time, and you get to a lethal dose. So effectively, they're saying, take those drugs as we know them now off the market.
NPR's Joanne Silberner. Joanne, thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott.
This is NPR News.